The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with them. The Pharisees and the scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Deep I move in the world, I found no peace. I was deep in sin, and I found no joy. To me, it's heavy, I can't bear it alone. I come, Lord, I come unto you. In 1998, that was my novitiate year, I did the song during our community mass. And that very day, another brother who was completing his formation came to my novice master. First of all, he came to me and said, "I want us to record this song in the studio." Usually, the novitiate year, you are not allowed to go out. And my novice master, Father Justice Pochtewinski, an American, a Polish-American, gave permission. He was a very strict formator, but he gave his permission for us to record this song. And that would be my first experience in a studio. I don't know where the song is. I think we lost it somehow. But we recorded this song. The story of Matthew reminded me of this song. He had a good job. To many, he was living a good life. He was happy. Even though there were people who never liked him because he was collaborating with the Romans to extort the Jews. But to some, he had a good job. He was highly placed. He was a tax collector. Yet he found no peace. He wasn't getting that fulfillment. And Jesus knew it. Jesus saw more than the Pharisees who were complaining at table. He called him. And today we have the tax collector who gave us the beautiful gospel of St. Matthew. And Jesus concludes this gospel pericope by saying, "I have come not for sinners, but for the righteous." Just like we have hospitals for the sick, for the infirm, we have the church for those who need healing, spiritual healing, for the sick. Why do we judge? Why do we, you have no idea who or she that is walking their way back to the Lord. We need to always pray to the Lord to give us that patience and the gift of prayer, to pray for those who are derailing, whom we feel are going astray, that they may find the way back to the Lord. The Lord knows each and every one of us. He knows our struggles. He knows the difficulties we go through. He knows the challenges. All we can do is to support one another, to get closer to God, to become holier, not to condemn, not to judge. The story of Matthew today is a reminder that all that glitters is not gold. All that glitters is not gold. Deep I move in the world, I found no peace, I was deep in sin, and I found no joy. To me, it's heavy, I can't bear it alone. I come, Lord, I come unto you.